Welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, June 13, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of events news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Golden Legacy, rare 1980 Datsun 280ZX 10th Anniversary Edition shines at DFW Car and Toy Museum. The 1980 Datsun 280ZX 10th Anniversary Edition, now part of the Ron Sturgeon Collection at the DFW Car and Toy Museum, is a rare gem celebrating a decade of innovation and style. This particular model, number 1731 out of 3000, features unique decals, premium features, and a striking golden mist and thunder black paint scheme. With luxury touches like tan leather seats, cruise control, and a Hitachi stereo, this 280ZX offers both style and performance. Under the hood, a fuel-injected 2.8-liter inline-six delivers 135 horsepower through a 5-speed manual transmission. Visit the museum in Fort Worth to see this golden icon in person, along with over 200 collectible vehicles and 3,000 vintage toys, all under one roof, with free admission. SuperCrowd 25 unites industry titans in regulated investment crowdfunding. The SuperCrowd Inc. announced the lineup for SuperCrowd 25, featuring industry titans like Rebecca Kakaba from DealMaker, Ron Miller from Start Engine, and Johnny Price from WeFunder. The event, set for August 21, 22, 2025, will showcase impact investors, policymakers, and crowdfunding experts. The Proactive Realty Group, LLC, led by Dr. Kanan Van Williams, is the exclusive Max Impact sponsor, focusing on affordable, rapid housing. Dr. Williams will also be speaking at the event. SuperCrowd 25 aims to democratize capital and rewrite the rules of finance to benefit communities and underrepresented entrepreneurs. Registration is free to watch the live stream, or attendees can pay $25 for premium networking access. Learn more at thesupercrowd25.com.
Footage Foundation and El Agartu host webinar on storytelling, compassion, and prevention of violence against women. Footage Foundation and El Agartu are set to host a live webinar discussing needs assessment research findings and innovative methods in the prevention of violence against women. The webinar, titled Using Innovative Methods in the Prevention of Violence Against Women, will highlight the power of storytelling, compassion, and participatory methods in violence prevention. Key findings from a comprehensive needs assessment conducted between December 2024 and January 2025 will be shared, revealing that 73% of victims of violence seek counseling for poor mental health. The webinar aims to address the social and economic impact of violence against women through evidence-driven strategies and actionable solutions, emphasizing the importance of awareness, professional capacity building, and creating spaces of trust connection. Pinehurst School debuts real-time school safety platform from NC Startup. Pinehurst School will debut Active Defender's real-time school safety platform at Sandhills Classical Christian School on June 16. Developed by local startup founder Jim Boyd, the platform features wearable panic buttons for instant connections to emergency response systems. Active Defender empowers educators to act quickly in emergencies, providing mission-critical communication with a single touch. The system will be showcased at the School Leadership Safety Summit, with live demonstrations and interviews with the founder, teachers, and administrators. Active Defender, recognized for its innovative approach to school safety, is currently in use in North and South Carolina schools and is expanding across the Southeast. The platform aims to provide safer classrooms, faster communication, and improved response times for teachers and families. Best-selling author launches first book, I Found My Peace, hosts Mindful Storytime across NC and US. Best-selling author Rashmi Kumar Shah recently hosted a special Mindful Storytime event in Hendersonville, NC, featuring her new children's book, I Found My Peace. The event engaged children and families in exploring mindfulness and emotions through storytelling and creativity. Shaw's book, published by Archway Publishing, has gained national attention, reaching number 35 on Amazon's top 100 paid books list for New Age meditation. Shaw's Mindful Storytime Tour includes upcoming appearances in North Carolina and Texas, with more events to be announced. Through her book and events, Shaw aims to provide children with tools to navigate their emotions and find inner calm.
BioUtah and Utah's life sciences industry take center stage with pavilion at Bio International Convention. BioUtah, Utah's Life Sciences Trade Association, is proud to announce that President and CEO Kelvin Cullimore, along with key partners, will co-host the Utah Pavilion at booth number 783 during the Bio International Convention in Boston, MA. The Utah Pavilion will showcase the state's thriving life sciences sector, recognized as one of the fastest growing in the nation. Utah, recently named the number one state for business, offers a highly educated workforce, pro-business environment, and mature ecosystem essential to a robust bioscience hub. The pavilion provides attendees with the opportunity to learn about Utah's dynamic life sciences industry, connect with industry leaders, innovators, and researchers, and explore potential partnerships and investment opportunities. Visit booth number 783 to experience the vibrancy of Utah's life sciences sector.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.